T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something very unusual happened to me on Friday, so much so that after it was done, I had to convince myself that it actually happened and that I was actually possibly in danger. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. I don't know how else to put this, so I'm just going to say what happened. Somebody jumped into my truck Friday, a stranger, at the grocery store parking lot. And because we live in the times that we live in, I didn't think, oh my gosh, does she have a gun? I said, oh my gosh, is she wearing a mask? And thank goodness she was. But I'm not joking. This actually happened to me on Friday. I'm going to try and walk you through it because I'm still trying to figure out how it happened to myself. I'm leaving the Smart and Final here in Carlsbad, in Carlsbad Village. I just needed to get a few things. And a woman waves me down in the parking lot. And, of course, because I'm narcissistic, John, I thought, oh, must be another fan, you know, all right. As I'm thinking about how could she recognize me with a mask on, because I was also wearing a mask, she jumps into my truck, Tammy. She's in my truck as if I am her ride somewhere.
Okay.
She says her name was Susan. She says, I'm very exhausted. Can you give me a ride to this particular motel, which was about, you know, not even a half a mile away? I'm assuming she walked to the store to get groceries and was too tired to get back and was too tired to wait for a ride. I don't know if she could afford a ride, but all of a sudden she's in my truck and I am driving this stranger to a motel down the street from the store. She's acting as if it's the most common occurrence ever. I'm trying to process the thought, sweet Lord, what's happened to my afternoon here? And as I drop her off at her motel, she says, can I get some help? I assume she wants help with the groceries. As I was about to say, sure, I guess I'll help, she's like, no, I mean, and rubs her fingers together as in, can you give me some money?
Oh, geez.
It was the weirdest, most bizarre thing. I politely declined, maybe not so politely, and she got out of my truck, and that was the last I ever saw of this person. But as I was driving home, I'm like, did a stranger just jump into my truck during a pandemic and demand I give her a ride? I mean, it was just I don't even know how else to say it. That's the story.
I'm trying to figure out why you drove her. Why did you even continue to drive when she jumped in?
Well, what was I supposed to do? I mean, she was in my truck. I suppose I could have said, would you please leave my
truck? Get out.
I'm
not a taxi.
I have to be honest with you. I did think that for 1 second. I wonder if she thinks I'm her Lyft driver. But there's nothing about my truck that would indicate that I was a ride share. Why did she pick me? There was a huge, maybe I just look like a dope. This guy won't have any problem. He'll let me stay in his truck and drop me off somewhere else.
Well, I think it was just the fact that whoever she flagged down, I just still can't believe that you said okay and then drove her there.
That's the thing. I never did say okay. I just was doing it. Like I was under her power. I don't have any other way to explain it. I don't, Tammy.
Well, I think had it been a man, you wouldn't have done the same thing, number one. Probably with her being female made you feel a little less threatened. And she had groceries with her, which probably, okay, obviously she was shopping. You know, if she would have just jumped in your truck without anything with her, I think it might have been a whole different situation for you.
Right now, I'm just like thinking about it again and say, oh my God, that could have been so bizarre. And you're right. She didn't appear to be too threatening. I mean, if Danny Trejo popped into my truck, I might have had like, oh my God, you know, but
no, you would have been like, oh my God, it's Danny Trejo, where can I take you?
Yeah, you're right. I would be like, oh my God, I loved you in the Spy Kids movies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.